Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. That's in Philippians 3:13 and 14. When I was in my senior year of high school, I ran on the track team. During the season, my competitive nature had me training nearly every day. It took hard work, discipline, eating well, and a good night's sleep for me to compete effectively. To be perfectly honest, I trained for myself and the accolades of winning. I ran the relay with three other girls. We depended on the runner before us to maintain a winning position, so that when you had the baton, the team would still be leading or at least be able to overtake the front runner. The teammate who went last was typically our strongest runner and would kick it into high gear before reaching the finish line. I remember praying to God to win each of my races, or at the very least, not to embarrass myself or let my team down. You see, I wanted God's will to agree with my selfish will more than I wanted my will to become God's. Back then, I was into praising and thanking Him when He permitted my will to be done. So, what did the Lord do? He humbled me into submission. He allowed me to experience loss and compete against far superior athletes, which resulted in me devoting more hours to training, working harder at running and keeping in shape, praying that no matter what the outcome, that my words and actions would glorify Him. Slowly but surely, I got stronger, faster, and could endure running greater distances. You see, God does not reward for a successful performance. He rewards for the labor and hardship undertaken for His name's sake. Jesus began speaking, "You all need to run the race of faith. Strive to finish strong in faith, not for the crown of glory, but for love of Me, which you will have for all eternity. Blessed are those who remain steadfast under trials and tribulation. You will get to the finish line by persevering through the enemy's obstacles and laying aside hindrances that rob you of your endurance. Enlist the help of the great cloud of witnesses, precious ones, so that you can more readily repent of the sin and unrighteousness that weighs you down and which clings so closely to you. Look to Me, My people, and run the race set before you, not your neighbor, but you. Endure your cross and despise the shame. Do not be concerned about the opinion of others. Do not lay back and wait for the rapture. Do not sit on the sidelines and think, 'I've done enough for God. I'm tired and want to rest in cushy retirement.' No, my dear ones, now is the time to sprint, running faster towards finishing the work I have given you. Do not grow weary. Keep moving in forward motion, and I will strengthen you with My graces and fortify you with My nourishing love. A true runner for Me works hard to build endurance, takes care of their bodies. When injured, they recover well, and as a result, they are able to push through the pain. Seeking Me daily, staying in My word and in prayer, equips you to stay resolute in faith to endure the race. Fellowship and praying with other believers fortifies your core, Welcome rebuke and embrace trials. Ask me for the grace of self-control and of personal discipline. This is a foot race, my people. Stay light of feet and do not get bogged down with chasing after self-centered accolades and vainglory. Once sin enters into the picture and it stays on you a while, if you have not repented, it will become heavy and harder to get off. When you sin, you take your eyes off of me and put them on yourselves. You choose to do your will and not mine. Remember the dream I gave you, Elizabeth, when you and Mary Elisha were side by side plowing in the difficult field under the intense heat of the sun. I instructed you not to look left or to the right, but keep your eyes on me, and ultimately you both reached the finish line. You saw others in the field looking around to see what was going on. They became stalled and got stuck in the mud. Please remember, all my beautiful heart dwellers, the farther you are away from your sins, the closer you are to me. Fight against sin, continue in faith, and you will obtain me and the crown of life. And that was the end of his message. Dear family, every struggle, every pain, and every day on earth working for the Lord is worth waiting patiently, enduring the journey to get to Jesus, our true finish line. We love you and are praying for you.